Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 5 days left until the presidential election. More than 73 million people have already voted. Millions more are expected to show up at the polls November 3rd. More shortly on where the candidates are today, but first to France, where President Emmanuel Macron has announced he is doubling military presence in the country to 7,000 soldiers after three people were killed today at a church in Nice. France is at its highest alert level since a teacher was killed for showing students a caricature of Islam's prophet Muhammad that was published in the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. The paper and people across France are defending freedom of expression. Anti-France protests have erupted, though, across the Muslim world over what demonstrators describe as deeply insulting conduct deserving of retribution. This as France prepares to reinstate a lockdown due to a sharp increase in new coronavirus cases. The numbers also keep getting worse here in the U.S., more than 8.8 million people infected, nearly 228,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says numbers will rise this fall.
We're going to have many more hospitalizations, and that will inevitably lead to more deaths. So this is an untenable situation.
Fauci on CNBC's The News with Shepard Smith. Wyoming Public Radio Savannah Marr says another member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is visiting COVID-19 hotspots today with apparently tempered messaging on masks.
Dr. Deborah Birx made stops in North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming, which are seeing some of the highest COVID-19 infection rates in the country. She urged residents of those states to mask up. But speaking to state and local leaders in Riverton, Wyoming, she stopped short of recommending that they impose a mask mandate.
Governors and mayors and tribal nation leaders, chairmen, really understand their community best about how to bring these guidelines forward.
Montana does have a statewide mask mandate in place, but in many counties, police have refused to enforce it.
Savannah Marr reporting. Back to the campaign trail where Trump and Biden are rallying votes in Florida. Here's NPR's Asma Khalid.
Both men will host rallies in Tampa today. It's a sign of just how crucial the I-4 corridor is. That's that central strip of Florida known as a swing region in the state. But the events themselves will also highlight Biden and Trump's vastly different approaches to campaigning. Trump is holding one of his signature big in-person rallies. Biden will be hosting a drive-in car rally where people can remain socially distant. Florida has 29 electoral votes at stake, and polls show the race is essentially tied. Florida is known for its razor-tight presidential elections. The state is key for both candidates, but perhaps more critical for President Trump, who has a very limited path to 270 without Florida.
Asma Khalid reporting. This is NPR. Visiting Indonesia today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continued the Trump administration's verbal onslaught of China. In an address on rights and religious freedom, Pompeo signaled out the Chinese Communist Party for what he called its war against people of all faiths. We have details from NPR's Julie McCarthy.
Pompeo denounced Iran's persecution of Baha'is and Myanmar's violent oppression of Rohingya Muslims. But he said it was the, quote, atheist Chinese Communist Party that posed the gravest threat to the future of religious freedom. He noted repression of Buddhists and Christians, but emphasized the brutalization of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. He said China had spun fantastic tales of happy Uyghurs eager to discard their cultural identity. Pompeo was speaking before faith leaders in the world's largest Muslim country. He praised Indonesians for their pluralistic democracy, but urged them not to look away and to stand up and defend religious freedom. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
New economic data out today. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 751,000. That was the lowest level since March. However, unemployment claims are still at historically high levels. The economy grew at a 33.1% annual rate in the July-September quarter. By far, it was the largest quarterly gain on record. The Dow is down 16 points at 26,503. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.